Okay, starting today we're going to be here daf mem pesim
base.
Rashi, mem pesim base. The my nesi mikdash has to call.
What does nesi again?
Bring the water.
The mikdash. Why can't you put the mikdash in a?
And they should. Kardish. They should put a kli kodesh. Rashi.
Why not? Yeah.
The kosal kedai te ain't a clean mikachem kiddush aguf. Li possibly no. The Gemara in the hava amina
yeah,
is
yeah.
Under the opinion that the kli is not going to cause become possible lina.
Uh-huh.
It's not going to be as lean. El im kein daito is sheyekat shenu hakli. You have to have das. Al das hamakoim. Al das hakol.
You have to have das what?
Das that you want the klisharis to be kaddish the water.
Oh, but here you don't want it.
And
you just want to store it.
Right. El im kein daito is sheyekat shenu hakli. Oy im yesh b'chem yosem mikashir einru. Now here's the next point. O. Im yesh b'chem yosem mikashir einru uin the kli. It's the royal kli, the ena kli mikach, the kli stam mikach. The more
exactly. What is he saying
here? The mikach and el haroy lohem. He's saying a new yisoid, na yisoid. This is a very powerful yisoid. Is that the only time a kli shareis is mikadish something is only when it's the proper shiur. If you have more than the shear.
What do you mean? What is more than it fits in the keli?
No, more than what you need. If you only need a revius and you have a double revius, then this surplus.
So what's the shear of a nisuch hamayim?
Oh, so that's the dilemma. So the Gemara over here thinks nahava mina. The Gemara thinks nahava mina. We don't know what the shear is. Whatever the shear is, the Gemara is not telling us what the shear is. So let's say it's a revius. It's a revius. So therefore, if they put the water in a kli sharis, a kli that's kodesh, and they put in double the amount of water, so then the kli sharis is not going to be mekadesh the mayim. The only time a kli this is merdik zachin kachim. This is nishta a sugya of moyed. This is a kachim sugya. That a kli sharis that's kodesh is mekadesh contents, but it's only mekadesh what it's roy for.
Yeah.
If it's not roy, then it's not mekadesh. It's like a person. The person is a guf. Every person is a kli sharis. You're the kli sharis of kodesh baruch hu, and you only mekadesh what you're supposed to mekadesh. You fill up your body with nonsense. With the body
beautiful. I like that much. That you've said a lot of Shalom that beats that tops.
Wow, it was kedai to wake up today to hear a conference.
Sometimes it's a little
kedai to be alive today to hear. I see how he smiles here. You should leave. He's got to see how he's smiling here. It was he made my day.
I like that
much. It's mamish kedai to wake up today to hear such a conference like this. Look how he's smiling. The Shechina.
Such
chias. I'm amazed.
So what's the
where do you get this koyach from?
I don't know. What's the second point? If you put more
he's
than
saying,
you have
this
to.
This is a kachem you say. This is what you learn in Brisk. There's a new book in the bookstore. What's it called for Briskers? A very funny title.
Okay.
Very funny. Okay. So
kachem Mashiach.
A very funny title about Briskers.
Okay.
Whatever. The point over here is that there's a din kachim that if you have a kli sharis, the kli sharis only mekadesh something that's meant to be.
Right.
But if it's more, this surplus, there's too much.
Yeah.
So you don't belong here.
Then
the kli sharis is not mekadesh anything.
Oh, I see.
Anything. Yeah, chiddush. You would think, the kli sharis only mekadesh. If you only knew revius. And you put in the kli sharis a double revius.
Right.
So you would think so. The kli sharis is mekadesh revius, other revius.
So my nafkamina, it's pasulina.
Yeah, pasulina. So how do you
not
know?
Pasulina,
how do you know which was mekadesh? Achav, you'll say breira. You won't say breira chveis. That's another zaydik azach. Along comes this shita. If you have more than what you need, kol hamoisif goreya.
Yeah.
Kol hamoisif goreya. If you have too much. Here's my cup. You see, if I only need to have half and I have double, whatever I was
doing,
nothing garbage.
So let's go back to Nisuch HaMayim.
So they put the Mayim, they put the Vasa in the Kli Sharis, and they put double the amount. They put double the amount, and none of the water has Kedusha.
And how much Nisuch HaMayim do you need?
Also, the Gemara is not dealing with that. That is not our discussion. The Gemara, I do not know what the answer is.
So we're talking about the Havim, what we thought.
In the Havim, we thought that there is a Shi'ur. There is a precise measure. And the precise measure, if you have more than the precise measure, nothing gets Kedusha.
Right.
Garnish from garnish.
Sorry, but you don't have a Kavanah, it wasn't intentional.
And then
and also the shear.
There is a shear.
And therefore, if
you have too much. And if you have too much.
So therefore, the Kashi is in the Havim, and why can you put it in a what was the problem? Why in a regular? Why in a
let's put in
the kli choyel.
Right, let's put in kli sharis.
So
let's see over here what it says over here. The words of the Rashi. Nachamal. V'amai neisi b'mikudeshes b'kol salkadaite ein akli mikachon kedushas aguf
l'posabalina
ela imkin. Here comes the clincher. These are the keywords elam kain daitoi shikachon akli das. You have to want. Here I do not want. Oi im yesh bochen yoise mikashir. If you have more than the shear, let's say ein u'in l'kli. It's not really l'kli. The ein l'kli mikachon. The ein mikachon elo haroi lohem. This is the sugya in mikachon. Mikachon sugya.
Yeah.
So what is it? Now we go back to the Gemara's mikachon. So therefore, the Gemara's mikachon. But my nesi b'mikudeshes. The end of the Gemara is zirei. Kasavar. This time is the opinion. Ein shear l'mayim. Oh, there's no shear.
Therefore,
the male is mikadosh everything in the utensil.
Melina.
And that number two, chlisharis, number two,
even shlemidas,
and also chlisharis and shlemidas.
That's the reason why. Yeah.
Therefore, that's why. So if we learn not two yisoides, never to forget these two yisoides. You're a bar sitch einoy ma'ave tipa, and so is Rabbi Shlomo Liman shlita. The going to Rebbe.
You just said halavai for me, maybe for you.
Avad for you, imamish. You know
nee.
Everything.
Nee.
And so he's saying two yisoides. Number one, when it comes to kachon, that klisharis mekadesh shlemidas.
Right.
It's like yeyo shlemidas. And then
totally okay. Nay.
Okay. And then and there's a vart chasishavart yeyosh it's shlemidas. If a person gives up in life, it's because he's shlemidas. He's not focused.
Yeah,
he's not focused. It does not come from Das.
Rav Nachman, other places, there's no such a thing of Yish.
Rav Nachman Breslov.
No.
The Maran.
Yeah, I think everybody says there's no such thing of Yish.
They have Uman this year. Is Uman in business?
Yeah.
With vaccine, with access. Next thing, Vaita. Tarubis. Vaita. Call Hanagami. This is what is over here. That's the Gemara's answer. Two yisoides.
Yeah.
Okay, look at the Rashi. Look at the Hilgad Rashi. Rashi says...
We didn't do
the second Rashi. The second, last Rashi on the page. Let's have bottom line.
Oh, Ein Shir L'mayim.
Ein Shir L'mayim. Rafi L'yoisim Lugin Ruin L'Nosich. So over here, he already points out your point. That the shear
is... That's a big shear.
Three lug.
How much is three lug?
Well, a Kiddush cup is
usually,
four.
Usually, I'm saying, Revi'as HaLug.
So think about it.
What's a Kiddush cup is what?
A Kiddush cup is a Revi'as HaLug. A Revi'as HaLug. So three lug will be 16 Kiddush cups.
Hold on a second. A Kiddush cup
is a Revi'as HaLug. A Revi'as HaLug.
No, that's not possible.
A Kiddush cup is a Revi'as.
If less than Revi'as HaLug, the
3 ounces. So it's 16 ounces.
No, that's already a Machloikis. No, that's already a Machloikis. How much the Becha has to be.
The Becha, a Revi'as.
No, the Machloikis is a Revi'as. How big is a Revi'as?
Rav Shlomo Zalman.
Our Becha is a very...
Rav Yashiv is the Gadol Hadar for all the Litvaks. And he says, a Revi'as, the bottom line is 3 ounces. I don't want to hear any... There's no more discussion. Don't we? 2.9.
Of this, Rav Chaim Noah, he was a very big person.
That's right. He says, that's the Olam was Makabel. This is what he writes.
Not the Chazanish for something?
No way! He says the Olam was Makabel, this is the bottom line, 3 ounces is a Revi'as. Okay, case closed. You're gonna be Machamik Zune, this is the Shir Revi'as, 3 ounces.
And that's a small Becher.
And that's a Revi'as Haloig. So therefore, 3, 6, 9, 12. Okay, so we have.
So 3 Logan is 12 what?
So a Loig is 12.
That's right, 12 Logan.
Multiplied by 36. 36 ounces is 3 Logan. 36. How many ounces are there in a 2-liter bottle?
Hold on a second. So 3 Logan is how much? And let's do fractions.
Okay,
how much is that from a 12 Logan? 3 Logan.
3 Logan
is a what? It's a 7th or 8th? What was?
Well, I don't
3 Logan out of 12 Logan.
A fourth.
That's a fourth. Oh, that's right, a fourth.
Revi'as HaLog. That's a hin. That's a hin. A hin. A hin is a. I'm more confused. I'm more with the different terms.
Okay.
But the point over here is the shear is the 3 lugim. So they have the Gemara said this amount of molds, there's no such thing. The amount of nisach hamayim is not 3 lugim. It's whatever you want.
No, there doesn't have to be 3 lugim. Even if it's more than
right. We're saying there's no shear. Even more than 3 lugim. The mail is makadosh everything.
It seems like that less than 3 lugim nisach hamayim. You wouldn't be yaitz nisach hamayim.
Let's
That's
see
the
Rashi.
Minimal.
Therefore, L'kli heim, they are. Heim means the water.
Yeah, yeah.
L'kli miyad l'kachet. Taika miyad. Miyad, immediately. L'kachet is coming.
Kona
gai guam yigdash. L'kachet is coming. Rafi lo'ayna roi tzol shayis kachet. Ad mochar, even if you don't want, there's no das. Ad mochar, kli miyad miyad shkoli das.
Taika miyad, yeah.
So mele, there are two strikes against it.
Ni.
Now back, now we turn to the page of Nun. We turn to the page. Rabbi, everyone, the big rest of daf yomi is to turn the page.
Nee.
This is the hanah. The hanah now comes.
Nee.
Shilam and v'chol v'chli karish mikach and shlemi das.
Yeah.
Shlemi das. E ma'isi b'mikudeshes. You're going b'mikudeshes. If slubalina.
Yeah.
Okay, becomes possible lina.
Why is it repeating the words again?
Why? We're repeating the words.
Because you just said we came to the conclusion.
We think this is not the shprach of the Gemara. Vaita, Rashi.
No, Ravzir says that it is.
Zir gives an answer.
Right.
Ziri.
That's Pasolina.
Omar Ziri. He didn't say the word lina until now. He didn't say the word lina. Omar Ziri.
Oh, now he's concluding.
And number two, V'chli Shoris Mekach and Shlomi Das.
Memela
v'imigvaisa b'mikudeshes. If Silu, there's a Yudir. If Silu luhu belina. Okay, now we go to answer number two. Chizki Omar Nayadin. I disagree. If you have kavana, I do not want it to have kedusha until the next day, then it's going to work. So what's in takat pshat? Why then is there going to be a problem? Why then is the war?
Right.
Why then you cannot? You why not permitted.
Kli choil?
We're always afraid of the yoimru people. The yoimru people.
But can I ask you something? In terms of, I just want to understand. So there are two tanoim, but one is not tolerable.
L'choira, you want.
Shoy medas and chaper. I'm saying or the shear.
If to that question, you have to go to a shir 7:30 in the morning of a concert, and Shalim, and he gives lundish this is over my head. This lundish. The pashto says they're two separate dinim, two completely separate dinim. Maybe there's a lundish mahalach and they two go together. Totally zebzeh. You got to go yesterday to Rosh Shiva. For me over here, this
okay,
is balabatim over here.
Next.
Vaita. So Isla Belina, Chizki says, call Klisharis.
That's the reason according to the
number he disagrees. I MS Holy Degree.
That's the reason why you have to be a Klichoyim.
Or Gezer Shemayoyimu. They. Who are the they? Dawson Vavida.
Wait, where are you saying now?
Three lines from the top.
Yeah, yeah. Chizki Yaman, Klisharis, I'm a Kacha, Emma Das.
Do you know these people? The Shemayoyimu people. All over Shas.
It's a Gzeira.
Who are the Shemayoyimu people? Who are they? The same Shemayoyimu. These people, who are they? Do you know them? Who are the Shema Yomu people? The Gemara, they might say.
The Hamoinam.
The Hamoinam. There's got to be a guy that keeps on appearing.
So you're going to learn the Rashi or just skipping?
Shema Yomu Ladas Niskash. Rashi. Rashi.
No, the top Rashi.
You're right. I skipped the Rashi.
It's like carbon? Ah,
Pasolina.
Which is Pasolina, yeah.
Belina. Chizkia Omar, Chizkia says, Havadai Motzis Lamashma Mine the Ain Shili Mine. Really bemis, there's no Kedusha. Aval Kiddush Loimidas Loishamina Mine.
One second, what is he trying to say?
Chizkia Omar, Havadai.
The really Ain Shili Mayim?
Motzis Lamashma Mine the Ain Shili Mine. That I agree with you. I agree, that principle.
And that becomes Lina.
Right. So therefore, that is definitely a true principle that there's no Shili Mayim. The Mela, no Shili Mayim, that's what's going to get Kedusha. However, the second point that you made is that you don't need das, it automatically becomes sacred. That you don't have to say. The etzem I can say, that if you have kavan that you want to wait till tomorrow, my intent is I want the mayim to get kedusha tomorrow. It works tomorrow,
right?
Not today.
But gzera
of the Shema Yomu people, these people, they walk the streets. These are they walk the streets, and we're always
so it seems like from here it's already answered. Rashi already answered my kasha. Is that talib zeb zeb?
It's not,
it has to be both in order to be possible. Lina.
Right, I mean, that's both. Oh, L'choyer, you're right. Yeah, it does. You're right. That's
it's not for the Gezeira. L'choyer, okay, it would be
that's
permitted.
True. That's true, right. Each
right.
one by itself would knock it out.
Right.
Avol kido shalomidas loyshaminu. The time of the masis loymaisim b'migdeshes. The man dechazi luhu. This person that will see l'mochar the shakli luhu mitach klisha is sover. Oh, look at that. L'das sheyik deshem kli nitnu l'das. They were sanctified by the kli when they were put in the utensil. Bomei esmol.
And there's no glina.
And the kelim the ain shir lemayim, the kachshum hakli, and the kochazi the menaschi luhu, and they pouring the water on the mizbech.
They would think shmam, you know.
The shema yomu people. They ain't glina. Ain't glina.
And I mean, there's no is or prohibition of glina.
And will come from this a churva. What's the churva? That when they will bring a carbon, like that, yeah. They'll bring a carbon. Them they'll put the imurim in a utensil, a kli sharis, and then they're going to forget to put it on the mizbeach, and they'll come back the next day and they'll put it on the mizbeach, and they're not allowed to do that because it's already mukdash from the kli sharis.
Yeah.
And they're going to say, oh, you're allowed to do that. You doesn't putting something in the kli sharis does not start the clock of lina. And therefore, because look by the Nisach HaMayim, they put the water in Erev Shabbos.
They didn't know that, yeah.
Right. They did not know that it was Shloi Midas. They right. did not Correct. Know that the Koyam didn't
They thought it
that.
Was Midas.
And that, right.
And therefore, they're going to do it B'mezid. Exactly. They're going to say, you're allowed to.
Exactly.
They're going to do it with Karbanos.
Let's go back to that answer. There's a shir l'arim, a mele, and the klishareis, a mekach, and el amidas. There's another reason. Gezerah, shema yomu, l'kish.
What's that? Yeah, shir l'arim, a mekach, and el amidas.
Let's go back knock. There are two reasons why there's nothing to worry about. Still, even if we'll knock out both reasons, the reason why Chazal is going to make a takana is because... Shema, gezerah, shema
people would say, l'kish,
yodayim, raglayim, milan. Then people are not going to realize...
What is Mount Milan?
They filled it up. Moments to fill it up.
What would they think then?
They can think they filled up this kli shares with water, not for the purpose of Nisach HaMayim, but for the purpose to wash your hands and feet.
Therefore, oh, it's not an avoida. It's not part of the...
Right, they're not going to realize, and when they fill, then what's the problem?
Sacrificial.
Because when you fill up the water for kiddush yadayim raglayim, there is definitely no shear.
Right.
And there was definitely kavon ledas. That you wanted to be sanctified.
Let's put it this way. That only applies things that has to do with the Mizbeach. Amarin, Nisach HaMayim, things that's avoided. But washing hands, putting us...
same halach applies to Kiddush, Yadayim, Raglayim.
Yeah, so what's the problem?
So people are not going to... the same takola. The same thing, people are going to look at this water. And they're going to assume, what is this water?
Nee.
This water was filled up yesterday for the purpose of washing your hands and feet. Now when you fill up a
you mean
water,
they prepared it from yesterday?
From yesterday. There's no shir l'mayim.
1 second. So here we're talking about when it falls on when Yom Tov falls on a Shabbos.
No, this is a regular. This is Cholamoyed, not Yom Tov. Even Cholamoyed, they did every single day.
Oh, I got it.
So they're gonna go see the water being filled up,
nee.
And they're gonna think that the water that they're using now on Shabbos was really filled up yesterday for Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, and therefore for sure the water is sacred, because if a Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, they did it midas. They wanted it to be sacred yesterday.
Nee.
And there's no sheer lamayim. There's no specific amount of water you need for kishud av raglayim.
But if it was a midas, then that's not good.
Exactly. And yeah, look, they're using it for today. They're using it the next day. Saying. So it'll be a takala. Mm-hmm. Same, similar answer.
Okay.
Similar answer. One time I'm Rav Yanai. I feel him yes shir lamayim.
I'm Rav Ram Zera. I feel him yes shir lamayim.
I feel him yes shir lamayim. But I feel him yes shir lamayim. Zera shem yarmu likidush. Yadayim, Raglayim Milan, it was filled up because of Raglayim.
So I'm coming back to why I said this scenario we were talking about, everything preparing a day before when?
Friday.
When the next day, Friday. Right.
Cholamoy.
Yeah.
Even Shabbos Cholamoy. Yeah, look at Rashi.
Yeah.
Look at Rashi. Yana Yamar, Yanai says, there's going to be a very great churban will come from this. Gzeira Shema Yoimu, Likidush, Yadayim, Raglayim, Lukain Godol. Oh. So he says, who do they fill it up for? They fill it up for L'Koyin Gadol. What do you mean? He's Rashi, he's Bavur Nikasha. Why would someone think they filled this up for Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim? The Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim was done from the Yamshel, was done from the Mukhni, was done from the Kiyar. There was a massive Kiyar in the Bayesheni. There was this massive...
and it was done that day, Shabbos.
And they had a mechanism, and they filled it up. So why would you
that
think...
that day, Shabbos.
Every single day they did it.
Right.
So the question...
why would they have to prepare a day before, you say?
Lina, not that they're... here's the point. The question, Rashi is asking Akasha. If you see a gold utensil, why would someone think that this gold utensil that has water inside was used for Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim? That's not where you do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim from. When a Koyin does the Avoda, you go to the Kiyar. Then there was no Kiyar in the Bayis Sheni. There was this massive...
outside the Beis HaMikdash?
No, in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, they had this massive basin. And they every day had a mechanism where they lowered it into the ground.
And the Kohen God on the spot did it.
No, not the Kohen God. The Kohen Head you did it. Rashi is in the Kasha. Over here you have this gold container.
Yeah.
And this gold container, the water was the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. What kind of nonsense is that? when the Kohanim did Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, they didn't fill the water from a gold utensil. They went to this big, massive washing station.
Nay.
And the washing station was lowered every single day into the ground to bring up fresh water.
Nay.
So what shaychus does this Kitoin, this gold utensil, have to do with Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim?
But even more so, he's mentioning Kain Gadol.
That's the answer.
Oh, that's the answer.
The answer
okay,
is
that's it. So let's
the Hamoin Am. The regular Kohen went to the washing station.
Yeah.
But the Kain Gadol, they had a special gold utensil that they used for washing.
And that was prepared before Shabbos.
That every day, right? So that it was prepared before.
But here's
Shabbos.
My kasha. If the Havaman, if he's talking about the Kohen, and he said, what is it doing that they would go over to the Kier? I have a better kasha. Why are they preparing it from yesterday? The coin every day, I'm washed from the
That's
kier.
That's exactly the point. The point over here is that nothing may churba. They'll say you don't have to have fresh water every single day. You can have yesterday's leftover water.
No, just the opposite. In the Havamina, they would think, why you think, why isn't the kier gadol? Why is it put in a canister in a washing cup when the coin could do it that day? Why is it prepared from yesterday? That's your.
And that's Rashi's kasha.
What's
that's,
the kasha?
Look at Rashi over here saying.
Let's see the Rashi, yeah.
Rashi over here says, what's the case? The case over here is you have a gold utensil that has water inside.
Nay.
Who uses a gold utensil to for Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim?
Nay.
The average Kohen doesn't use it for Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim.
So what does he use?
He goes to the washing station. You're saying, Shema Nafik Minei Churba for Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim from this gold utensil. This gold utensil has no shaykhis, the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. The Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim was done by the washing station.
Right.
Not by a gold utensil.
So therefore?
There's no, you're wrong. It was done for Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, for the Kohen Gadol.
Because
he was special. For him, they had a special gold station.
He didn't have to go to the Kiyur.
No. Gezeirah Shem Yarmu L'Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim L'Kohen Gadol Mila'am.
So you think Rashi is just warning this
yes,
thing?
Yes, yes. L'Kohen Gadol Mila'am L'Kiddush Mechlish Ein L'Kachim Yadayim V'Raglayim Ela B'Mayim B'Kudoshim D'Dumi the Kiyur. Shenim Shacht, I was anointed by Shem Mishcha, and Mekadesh is name of
him. Who was the name of Shem Mishcha? The Kohen Gadol.
No, the Kiyor.
I'm sorry, the Kiyor. I'm sorry.
This is the Mekadesh, the Kiyor.
This my Mekadeshim, this special thing where he washed, it was just like the Kiyor.
So that was the Kiyor. The Av, here comes out Rashi, our Gemara.
So what are you saying, Dumya the Kiyor? What's compared to a Kiyor?
Anything which was used as a washing station.
Back then they didn't have a kier. Oh, he's explaining there was a time there was no kier, so there was a washing station.
Right.
That had the same status of a kier.
Right. The af now, the kiton shall zohar.
When he says shenim shem shem la-mishri, he's referring to the kier. When they had a kier at one
right.
point. Okay.
And it's Mekadesh it.
The af kiton shall zohar.
The af kiton shall zohar. It was sacred. And the male of Yos, the name of the Chacham, the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim Milim. They go into the city, they fill up this Kiddush from the Kohen Gadol, the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim
Milim.
The last two Shia, there's no Shia. Shafil Chavik Kufalugin, and there's no Shia. Even if it was Kufalugin. One second.
Ruin Heinle Kli.
I have to take this one. One second. No brach is necessary.
That's chewable. Okay, next. Even if it was Kuf Logan ruin him like
Yaf Kidon Shal Zahav Shahoy, Al Kidon Shal Shahoy, 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 Shahoy,
Shahoy, Shahoy,
Shahoy, Shahoy, Shahoy, Shahoy, Shahoy, Shahoy, Shahoy, Shahoy, Shahoy, Shahoy, Shahoy, Shahoy, Shahoy, Shahoy, Shahoy, Shahoy, Shahoy, Shahoy, Shahoy,
Shahoy, Shahoy, Shahoy, Shahoy, Shahoy, Shahoy, Shahoy, Shahoy, Shahoy,
Shahoy, Shahoy, Shahoy, There's no shear. So you think, okay, that's why it's going to be Kaddish.
Ruin him the Kli.
They're fit for the Kli, and it's Kaddish, they become Kodesh.
Mm-hmm.
When, if you can go to him, there's going to be a precise that the Kli is only Mekadesh, what's Roy. Here, it's no, there's no shear to what's Roy.
So why is it Kaddish? So it's, then
the water is...
That means it's not possible Lina?
No, that's exactly the point. People are going to learn from here that there's no din of Lina at all. There's no prohibition of Lina.
Yeah.
The Kli Shares... Is the person yeah. look, a person looks at the gold utensil and they see it filled with water.
Right.
What do they say?
Yeah.
They say, oh, the water inside was sanctified for the purpose of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim.
Correct.
There's no shear
right.
for Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim.
It might not come in, it's not Pasolina.
L'may nafkamina is that it automatically is guaranteed to become kodesh. It's guaranteed because we learned before.
So therefore, what so happens if, so it, if a night passes by? Passes.
So it should be possible with lina.
Correct.
And yet it's not because they're using it.
Correct.
So why? It must be. There's no such halach of lina.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And then in the future, they're not going to be nizer and lina.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
They're going to say, look, there's no din lina. Look, they're using water that was sanctified yesterday. They're using it today. So what do you see? There's no prohibition of lina.
So a second. So do you think this left this water that was lina? There's no lina because you see the Kohen God is using for to sanctify it's the Mekadosh's hands. So what does it have to do with Nischamayim now? Oh, they're gonna learn from Nischamayim the same thing. That's the Churva.
That when it comes to Nisachim, there's no when it comes to Nisachim.
So here's my kasha. Yeah. Before Rashi says the Amorim.
Yeah.
And here he switches to Nischamayim. It's a Churva. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you're saying you've attacked a very good kasha. You're saying before.
Why doesn't it say Amorim them also?
Over there it says Rimaisim Midrash Avi Lazul Belina.
No, you know why? Because there it's talking about Nischamayim just like Nischamayim. It's no problem of Lina. So Amorim also. So Rashi's take that, but Amorim. But here, why doesn't he quote Amorim also? Not Nischamayim. Amorim also.
You're saying a very good kasha. I don't know the answer.
Okay, next.
You have to go more carefully to see. You're saying very, very good. You're making a brilliant observation.
Did the Noida Behuda write on the, how do you call it, that slach? Did he write on Sukkah? On a few selected Masechtas?
I don't know.
He would ask such a kasha like that. The wording of Rashi.
You're very brilliant mind. You can pick up every little dot. All right,
please. Next.
I'm very impressed.
Next.
Weiter in the Gemara.
Now, what did the Mishnah say?
What happens if chas v'shalom the water spills out?
Nee.
You ever see someone spill a cup of water on the floor?
Nee.
So what happens in the Beis Mishnah also? If someone ever sees
or niskalus or got
also.
Uncovered
or niskalus a snake came and sipped from it. Gilui, are you mapping on Gilui?
Yeah, lately. You once gave a whole shiur and Chazanish is very makbid that even water is mixed with. That's a tremendous chumra. You remember you told me orange juice, soda, he would be makbid on coffee.
I told you that.
I remember you said that's a far fetched chumra.
It's hot. There's no hot pot or something that is hot.
But I remember you quoting this Chazanish. You said even yogurt or people were makbid. That's a far fetched chumra. Since this war, this
contains the Chazal said they don't tell you all the reasons. They don't tell you all the reasons why.
But usually it's only water we know. You know why I'm makbid? Because I'm ainuk of shlow. Shlow makes shame for me.
I don't know.
I'm very makbid since then because I saw a shlow kaddish. He says you should be very machmer. Nikra kaddish, whoever is machmer. Since ever since
The Chazal talks about
supervised milk, same thing, even though Chazal. You know, they talk about, by the way, you should know that water, because of snakes, it's a machlok between the Gra and the Pri Chadash. If the Tom falls away, it's still Nagei. It's a machlok.
It says in the Yerushalayim, no one was bitten by a snake. Yeah. Do you have to be Makban Gili in Yerushalayim Yerakodesh?
Doesn't it say Akrav? It says Nachash also?
Chlesnish. So something in Yerushalayim, you don't have to be Makban because Yerushalayim, Moshav, it never happened that a person was Nizak from Nachash.
Are you Makbid?
I'm not Makbid.
It says only Mayim and Yayin. Yeah.
Vayter
you should know today Bechus they come with covered. I don't know if you've seen that Bechus has a with a they have a how do you
the
call
saucer.
It?
No. The stem.
The stem. And I've seen with a cut such a cute it comes
a
with cover? A
cover.
Yeah. In case it, in the meantime when he has to leave. Yeah.
Wow.
I've seen
that.
I've seen that. Yeah. No, it's been around for a number of years.
I never saw that. Vayter Gemara over his nishchon.
But you remember this? You once gave a whole shiur about this, and you called the Chazanish. I was like.
Nishvacha, they actually have in the latest following. Okay. Nishvacha and Niskalta, let's say the water spills out. Let's say Niskalta, let's say the water becomes revealed to its gilus. You're not allowed to use the water.
But he's not drinking from it. It's
Nishvacha.
When it says uncovered, it's talking about because of the snakes.
Yeah, so would you.
But he's not drinking it.
Would you serve this water to your governor?
Oh, you're talking about Hashem Kaviyachol?
We'll give it to Cuomo.
So one second. So what's the hav? When the mission?
You don't serve Hashem so that you don't drink.
I see.
It's not derech eretz.
I see. Next.
Vamai. The Gemara says this right now. Vamai lema say bi li avir bi.
You should go throw a sieve.
Lema.
How is that going to help?
The loyker of Nechemya, the Tanya, Miss Anenes, Yesha Vishom Giloy, he holds it. It's not going to help. The poison.
Why would you have a hammer and it would help? All to
takes
the
out
filter, the
right,
poison.
So he all the time says, Yesha Vishom Giloy, it's not going to help. This is the Makar Machloikis of the maskers, those who use the mask don't. The mask is a Miss Anenes. Does the poison that come out, does it go to the mess? It's all half-feuch with the kulaba.
Okay. And what about if it spills? What's the problem if it spills?
Niskalts, you need new water. You don't have a choice. If it spills, it's gone.
So why is he only talking about the
because there's no air. The water spills, you're done with it. There's no water. The water spills, it's gone.
I know, but why is the Gemara only stressing on the second chaylins?
Because there is no water. When it's niskalts, you have the water in front of you. You can be misagin.
Oh,
when the water spills, it's gone.
Okay.
When the bottom one is megula.
What do you mean the bottom one?
Let's see with the Rashi.
To a sponge soft that swims
and floats. Let's see the Rashi. How Rashi explains this? Rashi says, "V'amai, my megulim nebsulim, levered by misnenes, kula blaz, misnenes shemisanim by kun ditoin." What's kun? I don't know that. Like,
I'll tell you what kun ditoin. Yes. How do you call it?
Balech anuyesh.
Sediment means the
parts of the wine, the sediment.
Right. That's usually the grapes.
Kmo shoyz balech anuyesh shetali kimin kvara siv.
Siv.
Uboy avkes roichel.
What is avkes roichel?
It means some spice, some ingredient. The yayin.
And they filter out the avkes roichel.
Inside of it. Uboy avkes roichel. The yayin. The tachtecha kli. The mekandutin, it's sifted out in lesoichai to it. I don't know what this means. I don't know. Nochmo, misanenes shemisanenim ba kunditoin.
No. The sieve was beneath the afkas roich and the yain.
Kmo sheoist malichanuyos.
The storekeepers,
right? Shetolui kimin kivara. They hang up a sieve.
Yeah.
Uboy, and in the sieve,
the spices.
There, in other words, they want to flavor. What they're doing over here is they're coming to flavor the wine.
Yeah.
So therefore, they have a sieve. In the sieve, there is fragrances. You want to make the wine smell good.
Nee.
So you have a sieve, and in the sieve you put fragrances
and wine.
No, just fragrances. Uboy afkas roichel. Period.
No, it goes together.
The yayin, and then you.
No, it mixes.
Right. You pour the wine. So then the wine goes through the sieve and comes in contact with the spices.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
The spice remain above.
And then there's
and
a
the
kli.
Wine, and there's a kli, v'tachtecha kli, v'ha kun ditoin, misanon l'soichai. In other words, the avkas roichel. The avkas roichel has in it like clumps, like little sediments. So it seems like what you do over here is you're taking wine, and there's no sediment in the wine. Okay, it's regular wine.
Right.
But you want to flavor the wine,
right.
So you put into the wine avkas roichel, spices
to give it a flavor to the wine.
Give it a flavor. Let it soak. You let it soak for a couple of days. You let the wine soak in the avkas roichel. You put the avkas roichel into the wine. You let it just sit around
for
a long
time. How do you let it soak? Right away.
No, in a regular kli. You have wine in the kli.
Yeah.
And in the wine, you put some ingredients.
Yeah.
And you let it sit there for a day or two.
Yeah.
Now it's time to sell it.
Right.
You can't sell it the way it is because there's the spices, the sediment.
Right.
The avkas roichel, there's no sediment. We got rid of the sediment. The sediment takes years to develop.
Okay.
No sediment. You just have a regular clear wine.
So now
I put in some spices.
So he transfers it over to a sieve.
Now I want to sell it. So I take this cup and I pour it over a seed. So now the spices, the avkas roicha that were added into the utensil to give it flavor, are not going. They're going to stay in the sieve.
Correct.
And the yayin's going to come out.
Much bigger pieces, yeah.
And they're going to come about. And now we're going to sell flavored wine.
Right.
Flavored wine.
So what is? So now he concludes.
The kundito, and that's like the clumps of the avkas roicha. Into the sieve. So therefore, it's zelbs therefore. Take now. What do you have? You have in front of you water. In the water, there's poison.
Right.
There's the poison of the snake.
What's mixed? So mixed therefore, together.
There's the water and the poison like the avkas roicha.
Right.
And now you pour the water on the sieve, and the poison will get caught in the sieve.
So I mean, why poison is sort of like a very potent substance.
Yeah,
it's like thick.
Yeah,
it's thick.
Whatever, it's thick enough that it's not going to go through.
That's what it seems like. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you know they talk about
venom.
Talk about the mask. Can the mask really block the virus, the coronavirus? The Gantzavel is wearing a mask. No. I don't know. The big mumchim, they say that the amount, the size of the aerosol of your, it's so tiny. There's no way in the world.
It's a hundredth of a width of a hair breadth.
Right, exactly.
You know
what
that means, a hundredth?
So it goes right through. It goes right through the mask. That's a joke.
Yeah, that's only the...
But people feel good.
The saliva, it doesn't allow the saliva, no.
It's not about science.
Okay, next.
It's about how you feel.
Yeah.
Do you feel good? You go into the store. Oh, you're wearing a mask.
Okay, let's go, Nee.
Weiter. So therefore, I see how feichba the ganze sugya of a mask is all here.
Says Rashi, yeshbo mishum giloi.
Yeshbo mishum giloi mishum. Im hinichai.
Veloy
shmira. What giloi? Kishias giloi. That's the amount of time it takes for the snake to say shalom alecha, Rabbi Meiri.
No, but how long do you have to leave it?
Amount of time that a snake...
If you're not present.
So, I don't know, they say that they have shiurim for this.
Did
they
you ever
two
speak
minutes.
It out? You spoke about...
Yeah, I don't remember the shiurim. I have it in the same...
2 minutes?
2 minutes. The amount of time it takes for a snake to come out of a hole in the ground and to climb up on the table and to take a sip and to go back into its hole. So it's like a 2 minutes, 120 seconds. The amount of time it takes, here's the shear. From the ground, there's a snake that's hiding under the ear of the utensil. It's a very short time, it could be 10 seconds.
The yishta.
The yishta, take a drink. The yachzol is going to go back into its hole.
The nachash comes out from the handle of the kli.
Only the handle of the kli. It all comes from this. The gods of Gilo, you should know, all comes from Chava. It comes from Adam Harishon. He left his wife alone for a few moments, and the nachash came out and was mesis and convinced her in the short amount of time, eat it, drink
it. But what's interesting is, the nachash is going to put a vemin. But it drinks from it. With the drinking, some vemin comes out.
What? The nachash?
Yeah.
So you say, very good kasha. The nachash, that's what the Gemara says, that when the nachash drinks, sips, the venom comes out.
Yeah.
That's what it says here. Yeah. You say, there's no batting over here.
I'm saying, the only time there's going to be a din of gil. Wait, there are two kalim?
The dachtoina is where the water is going to go. Why the two kalim, one on top of the other? The poison of the snake is like a sponge. It's location. The Gemara says no. Let's review.
The Gemara is saying, even
if you do with a misanenes, the Gemara is saying it doesn't make a difference. There's a din of gilui. What do you call? What was Gemara's kasha? I have here the nisach of the mayim. The mayim was gilui. So you can still use it. You can still use it.
The misanenes is always on top.
No. Wait. Let's look at it. You can still use it.
When?
By after you put it through the misanenes.
Right.
So the Gemara says no. We're going like the Ma'andom that says that if you have poison of a snake and you put it through a misanenes, you do not take away the din gilui.
Why?
Masks don't work.
No, okay.
Really? Why? I'm not joking. That's the Pashup Shot. The Pashup Shot is...
It doesn't work, it doesn't filter?
The Machlokes is here, it doesn't filter, exactly. That's a machlokes.
Why?
Because so that in a hava amina, it's a machlokes. Maybe in mitzias, chveistosh. I don't know. It does a misanenis in a hava amina. Okay, the Gemara is going to change this. Is a machlokes.
We thought it would maybe would help.
Would it help? Doesn't help. You can wear all the mess you want.
Why doesn't it help?
Fauci doesn't help.
No, please. Why doesn't it help that the
Gemara in the Havin felt that the misanenis is not strong enough. The holes are not small enough to prevent this poison from penetrating.
So what's the
when it comes to the Avkas Roichel, it's good enough, but it's not good enough to prevent.
So let's go back to the Gemara now. Amos Amizman, when does it
help? Now the Gemara says, no, you got it all wrong. It's not because the misanenis is not good enough.
Oh.
The reason why he holds that a misanenis is not going to make a difference is because when it comes into the bottom utensil, you put the filter, and the water trickles down to the bottom utensil. The bottom utensil is also goloi. So now there's a chashash that the snake, a new snake, snake number two, came from underneath and went into the bottom utensil.
Oh.
It's a naya snake. A naya chod and a nochash. There's a nochash hakadmoini and there's the nochash acharoni.
I got it.
That's a very type of art.
So
why
are you saying the nochash and the poison is compared to a sponge?
When do we say when Abbas Manshat Achtaun Tachtoin is Mechusa?
Right.
Then Abbas Manshat Achtoin is Mechusa, Megula, Avil. Then it's Taka no good. Avil Bismanshat Achtoin is Mechusa. When it's Mechusa, then if the bottom one is completely sealed, so there's no Shash.
But that's not Shach because you want to filter it.
No, so you just cover them from the sides. You cover, here's the bottom utensil, and here's the sieve, and you put a cover around it.
Okay. So and how does it go in?
You pour it.
And it has a hole? It has a small hole?
You have a little utensil on top, right? A little utensil on top. Like you make a hole over it, make a hole over it, right?
Nee.
Here's the utensil on top. And here's the bottom where it's going to collect.
Osman, the bottom is closed. There's no problem.
The bottom is going to be over here, the sieve.
Oh.
Okay? And here's the top utensil. Here's the bottom utensil.
Yeah.
So we thought now that this is how you do it. You go and you pour it like this.
Mm-hmm.
It's completely opened. So maybe there's going to be another snake.
Right.
Snake that
so
will
he says
in.
No, because the sieve
we
covers the bottom.
We completely seal
it. I got it.
The male, there's no room to escape.
I got it.
So the more here seems to be interesting.
And why is he comparing Daros Nachash
to Daros Nachash? There's a Nachash called the Nachash HaKadmoni in Chazal. The Nachash HaKadmoni, what's called how do you say the word? The primal, the primal? Rabbi Troll Lehman, his wife would know this inside out. What is the, in English, this very famous principle?
Primitive.
No, not primitive. Primal, right? Primal? Primal is another word. I think another word. There's the Nachash HaKadmoni. Why do you translate the word Nachash HaKadmoni in Chazal? Okay, this is a famous.
It's a famous ancient
concept. The Nachash HaKadmoni. It's all over Shas. So in English, there's a certain term they use in English, all the fancy English books. The Nochash HaKadmoni, over here we're learning about the Nochash HaAcharoni.
So why
there are two snakes?
So why is he saying here that the venom of the Nochash is compared to the Swaik?
So it's not going to go through. It's going to be poison. The sieve is going to get it. Everyone agrees. You're making a mistake. You thought the machloikis. The Gemara is making a mistake. You're making a mistake. In the Havamina, we thought the machloikis here is: does the sieve work for poison?
Right.
The sieve definitely works for the Avkas Roichel.
Yeah.
But does the sieve work for poison?
Right.
So we thought one says yes, one says that. The Gemara says no. The sieve definitely works. It definitely works because the poison of a snake is even thicker, or is just as thick as the Avkas Roichel.
Well, but the bottom.
But what's the reason why this mandam says that it's not good? It's no good. It's gilui. There's a second nachash, the nachash kadmoini, the nachash acharoni, and there. But there's a solution. What's the solution for the nachash acharoni? Is to be mechase nes amatzes, mechase nes ashoifer. You cover the shofar.
When the bride says not yeshboi shemgili, that's only if it's open. The
open,
bottom is open.
But if you cover it,
right.
Like you cover the shofar, like you cover the matzah.
I got it.
That the reason now we know the soy. We now have uncovered tonight. It was kedai to come tonight. This is my favorite daf in the whole shas. It became my favorite daf in the whole shas because this the gili. We learn over here mori de gazach. A gili, pun intended. There's a nachash hakadmoni. The nachash acharoni. We're living now in the velt. The ganze velt. The tafel of the velt is to be. What? Avada, avada. All the a lot of nachash hakadmoni. And the whole tafel of the velt is to be mechasna matzahs to prevent the nachash hakadmoni from seeping into us.
Let's finish the Gemara. We can start a new parak.
Why? And in other words, the time is because of a second nachash.
Yeah, yeah.
Not because, and why? Because the sieve works.
Yeah, yeah.
Mask work. The masks, they work.
Nee.
They work in a different zone. The poison of the nachash, it's like a sponge. Memela, what's a sponge? A sponge always floats on top. It goes a little mila. It stays on top.
Because the bottom is concealed.
But there's another bottom being concealed. You need because you don't want a second nachash to come. And a male, it's not trying to go down.
Right, right.
It's not trying to go down. It wants to stay on top.
So the most nanakar. What is he saying now? He's saying another time.
No, that the reason why you cannot go is use the nisach hamayim. The nisach hamayim cannot be used. Cannot be used for the water that you filled up for the nisach hamayim cannot be used if it was gilui. Even though if theoretically you can go and you can sieve it and you can take out the poison from the water. That says that it's going to be kosher. That Rav Nechemya says that it's kosher legilui. The Gemara's maskana was.
No, that, and according to Rav Nechemya, it is good.
It's going to be good for hedyot. Why? Because when it comes to science, so you can take out the poison. Would you serve this for your governor? Would you give this as a drink to Cuomo? Me too. Gemara said, sorry.
He's not governor.
He's gone. He's a goner.
The next Mamish
Sorich Ian Godel Adme
Avil Gvoya, me Amar.
Aval Gvoya mi Amar. The last letter of Nechemya. Hakri Verna Lefecha.
What do you mean the last letter of Nechemya?
Doesn't he hold? Will you offer this to your governor?
What's that? Isn't this a pasuk in Malachi?
Yeah. This is the pasuk that tells you to complain to the Kohanim. The Gemara is here is getting a complaint. To the Kohanim.
So this is what bit me
up. Will you offer this to your governor? Hayir Tzacha. Would he accept this from you? Would he favor you? Is this how you did their right?
I think we have the same, there's also the same pasuk, or maybe in the same parak, capital, where it says,
Malach Hashem Tzavakos.
No, in regards of a mitzvah vera. Yeah. They even Achi Yish shouldn't use them because it's a mitzvah vera, and you learn it from a pasuk because Malachi says Hashem doesn't want your kabbalah that's gazled, gegazelta, or whatever.
Psech, exactly. That's the
and,
same.
And the Gemara and the Gemara is madama, just like Psech, the mum kavua. Is this also God's law? So, lift the yesh and achi yesh.
Unbelievable. You know, sorry, this guy. He's like a Boris Hashem Rav Kiva. Gvaldik.
Was something that stuck with me.
Hajra Lachlu Levarava. May we come back to you.
Next.
Soon, 2 weeks, we'll have a Lachlu Levarava. We'll come back to Levarava.
Zak the Mishnah. Chalo.
Hechalil Chamisha.
Is it musical
the flute.
Instrument?
When do they blow? When do they blow?
5 days.
Chamisha. Chamisha.
Or sometimes Vishisha.
5 days. Why? Because they did not blow the Chalil on Shabbos and
correct.
Not on Yom Tov.
It's not Doichu.
So therefore,
it is Doichu, yeah.
So let's say if the first.
I'm sorry, it's not Doichu Shabbos.
Right, so therefore, let's say Shvishal.
But Yom Tov, it is Doichu.
Right, but let. Correct. So let's say. The seventh. No, it's not Doichu Yom Tov. It's not Doichu Yom Tov. That's why it's Chamisha. Because it's not Doichu Yom, it's not Doichu Shabbos.
Nee.
So if you have a Shabbos.
And how is it shot to be Shisha then?
Because if the first day Yom is Shabbos, or Shvi, or Shana Rabbah Shabbos,
nee.
Doesn't happen by us. But if a Shana Rabbah was Shabbos,
nee.
Or if Yom Tov Rishon was Shabbos, then you knock off two birds with one stone. So it's Shabbos Yom Tov, you're not going to play the flute. How many days left of Sukkot do you have there on Yimecho? 6 days.
Sukkot
is 7 days.
I got it.
So if you combine,
but how is Shabbat to be 5 days then?
Because if the first day of Yom Tov is not Shabbos, so it's not Doichu the first day,
right.
And it's not Doichu Shabbos Chol
Hamoed. Oh, I got it.
They would play with the flute. A flute. The rabbi is simcha.
So it's only on Cholamayim.
Only Cholam, not Shabbos on Yom Tov. Base, but they pour the water. They still pour the water all 7 days.
Yeah.
The only thing was when they had a simcha.
Beis
Hashoeva called simcha zu ein ele b'shul misach hamayim din farsh b'shas mayim b'sasay. Shene doiche. Here we have a chadim liyos b'shabes pashul shisha.
Ah.
Chol shomoy. Let's say fill chol shomoy nimsa chol shisha. Chal yamdev b'chol during the weekday. So then you can have a shabbos lemoed. Okay, then have a Shabbos v'yam tiv. The loy dachul luhu pashlu chamisha. You have 5 days left. Vaydli loy mavi says it mara yehuda rabbi eina. Chadam wants chad tane shoyev chad
tane. Say it again.
Rabbi Yehuda rabbi eina. Chad tane wants shoyev chad tane chashuva. Simchas beis chashuva. So this is why Amar the man the Tani Shoeva loy mishtabesh. He has not made a mistake.
Man the Tani chashuva
loy mishtabesh. Notice the delicate lashon. He said they did not make a mistake, but the Gemara did not say they're right. The Gemara did not say they're right either. Why didn't the Gemara say you're right and you're right? What's the pshat?
Okay.
You know why? I'll tell you the answer. Because if you say you're right, that's an insult, automatic insult to the other person. You see the sensitivity you have to a person?
Yeah.
This is Chazal. If you say this to two people, you want to say,
what
is up? You're right, and you both, how can they both, you're also right. When you say to someone, you're right,
yeah.
It automatically implies.
They're about to down Marv. The Ksiv.
Oh,